Now to your letters about our interview this week with Carl Taro Greenfeld. His book, Boy Alone, details the frustration of living in the shadow of his autistic brother.
Every teenager is ashamed of his family, of course. But why do I have to deal with this extra unwanted scrutiny brought on by having an autistic brother? The spitting, hair-pulling, screaming, tantruming younger brother who doesn't allow me to pretend for an instant that we're a normal family.
My interview with Carl Taro Greenfeld on Monday had you divided. Kim Fine of Clifton Park, New York writes, "Other listeners who hoped, like I did, to find anything positive in the complaints of Noah's brother may find comfort in this. When I arrived home, I kissed my autistic son and hugged his older sister, thanking her for understanding and promising to pay for whatever therapy she may need in order not to share her angst in print and on public radio, unless it might serve a greater good." But some of you sympathized with Greenfeld. Ben Wood of Northampton, Massachusetts writes, "While I am likely in the minority, I applaud Carl Greenfeld and NPR for sharing a perspective on disability rarely heard in popular media. As a father of two children, one of whom was born with a disability, I was deeply moved by his words, his tone, and his experience. I often feel as if I'm supposed to cherish my son because of his disability. In all honesty, I cherish and love my son in spite of his disability, and am only too aware of how his needs impact our other child. I love my son, but I am also aware of how his needs have changed all of our lives in some ways that can only be categorized as negative."
If you have a question, comment, or complaint, we want to hear from you. Please write to us at npr.org and click on Contact Us.